Test sign Tavis, Thursday the 19th of December, Rabbi Avishag Kostag, Birchas HaTorah.
Good morning, everyone. I'm sure you all know that part of the big inyan of learning straight after davening, which is, I'm sure, as everybody probably says over here, it's such a big inyan, it's brought down as Yelchu V'chayil L'choyil. But sometimes it's also enough Kamina La'aloche. And sometimes that a person has to learn something after davening, and that is, if for instance he forgets to say Birkas HaTorah, or he has a sofek about Birkas HaTorah, so the poskim tell us that if he's mechaven, when he says the brocha of Abba Rabba, he should learn straight after davening. So therefore that's the connection between the topic and what we're doing right now. There's a machlekes yishonim, which is based on the Tosfos in Eruvin Daf Tzadik Vav. We all know that there are two kinds of mitzvahs. There's a mitzvah esesh hazman grome, and a mitzvah esesh ein hazman grome. A mitzvah esesh hazman grome, any kind of mitzvah which is bound on time, those are the mitzvahs that only men are mechuyev, but women are not mechuyev, they're not obligated to be mekayim those mitzvahs. They only have to do the mitzvahs of mitzvahs esesh she'ein hazman grome. Those mitzvahs which are not bound to time. Unless, obviously, if it's a mitzvah leisaseh. So there's a machlekes rishonim, what happens to gabi broches? Can a woman say a broche on a mitzvah eseh shazman grome? For instance, we all know that our women like to take lemoshel lulav and esrog on sukkahs. So can they say the broche al netilas lulav? Very simple. That's a machlekes rishonim, and it's based on the Tosfos in Eruvin in Daf Tzadik Vov, and over there the Gemara says that Michal Bas Shol used to put on tefillin. Says Tosfos that if Michal Bas Shol used to put on tefillin, she probably made a brache. And from here we can learn out that even if it's a mitzvah eser shazman grome, meaning a mitzvah which is bound to time, which usually a woman is not mechuyev badova, she's not mechuyeves badova, she's not obligated to doing this mitzvah, she can do the mitzvah. There's a kiyum mitzvah if she does that mitzvah. But nevertheless, she's not obligated. So therefore, this is the question, can she say the brocha or not? So Rabbeinu Tam learns out that she can definitely say the brocha. But other Rishonim argue, and they hold, that she cannot say the brocha, because how can she say, Asher kitshonu b'mitzvayso v'vetzivonu? Vetzivonu means that I was commanded to do this mitzvah, that I'm obligated to do this mitzvah. So to say v'tzivonu, a woman cannot say v'tzivonu, and therefore, these Rishonim hold that even if a woman decides to do any of these mitzvahs, which are Azman Grom, which was bound to time, they cannot say the Brocha. Now, this Machlekes Rishonim is obviously very, very Nugah. It's got to do with every single woman. And I'll say even more than that, that we have Mamash, even today, we see the two Minhagim, because this Machlekes is the Machlekes between the Mechaber and the Ramah, the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah. In Simon Tovkuf Peites, it says over there, Afa pi shenoshim turois yecholes litkoya, even though that women are potu from kia shofar, nevertheless they can blow. V'chein acher sheyotzo kva yochel litkoya leitzion, aval ein mevorchos, they cannot say the broche lishma kol shofar. V'lo yevorcho lohen, that's the mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch. V'amineg hago, the Rama says, v'amineg shanoshim mevorchos al mitzvos eser shazman grome, since the meaning is that a woman can say the broche, in other words, we are not concerned about this inyan of the vetzivonu, which maybe if we have time we'll go into, but that's not in the kuda right now. So because of that, a woman, can really say the broche on kia shofar as well. So halacha lemaise, we have a machlokes between the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, the mechaber and the Ramah. Can a woman say a broche on a mitzvah's esse, shazman grome, if she decides that she wants to fulfill this mitzvah, even though she's not obligated? Or do we say that she cannot say the broche, even if she decides she wants to do the mitzvah? No problem, do the mitzvah. You want to take lulav, bakashai? No problem. You want to put on tefillin? Michal bashol, fine. But to say the broche, we have a problem for a woman saying the broche, asher kitshono b'mitzvah yisov. Vetzivonu. This machlekes is usually most of the poskim of the Chachmei Svara go like the Mechaber, and Taka, most of the women, most of the poskim of the Svarim, they're mitzadid, like the mechaber, like the psak of the mechaber, then they should not say the brocha. But the Ashkenazim, as we all know, do say the brocha shekichonu b'mitzvayisov, and it doesn't concern us the fact that they're not obligated to do the mitzvah. But we have one problem which one has to really understand, which is can be very perplexive, something which is really, really doesn't stim, doesn't go completely according to these rules. And that is Birkas HaTorah. The halacha is that Noshim Avodim Ktanim Turim Mitalmud Torah. We learn it from Apostle in Maseches Kiddushin. It says, V'limadetem Oysom Es B'neichem L'daber Bom. And from here we learn that the Loshon HaRambam is V'eino Isho Chayeves L'lamed Es B'no Shekol Achiyu L'ilmud Chayev L'lamed. And it says the Rambam himself in Hilchas Talmud Torah Perek Aleph, he says, Noshim Avodim Ktanim Turim Mitalmud Torah. They potter from Talmud Torah. No chiyuv, a woman, a cotton, because now a cotton is potter from all the mitzvahs. But nevertheless, as the loch in Shulchanoch, the Shulchanoch says in Orchaim Simon Mem Zayin, Noshim Mevolchois Birkas HaTorah. Women can say, and they not only can say, Mevolchois, meaning that they must say the broche of Birkas HaTorah. And the question is, according to these rules that we just saw, according to this Machlekes Rishonim, we have a big problem. Why? Because the Mechaber himself holds that a woman cannot say Vetzivonu. It's a Machlekes Mechaber in the Ramah. The Mechaber himself paskins Noshim Mevolchois Birkas HaTorah. How can we understand this psak of the Mechaber according to his way of thought, that he understands, like the Rishonim, that a mitzvah esse she'en hazman, which is hazman grome, a woman cannot say that bracha. So why over here, Birkas HaTorah can? It's not a, maybe it's not a mitzvah esse she'en hazman grome, for sure not. But since she's not mechuyeves badovar, she's potur from learning, she isn't mechuyeves in the hilcha in Talmud Torah, as the Rambam says, noshim avodim miktanim pturim b'Talmud Torah. So why is it that a woman says Birkas HaTorah? This question is asked already by the big achrayim, and the Bir Aloche, Afanot, even on the place over there, he brings two answers that we can answer. He suggests like this. First of all, he brings one of the answers is what the Beis Yosef himself says. He says that even though a woman is taka potof im Talmud Torah, nevertheless, a woman is mechuyev in certain aspect of Talmud Torah. What is that? That they mechuyev lilmoid adinim shalohen. They have to learn their own halachas. A woman has got certain halachas, she's obligated to do certain halachas, she's obligated in certain halachas, right? If it's a Mrs. Loisa Aseh or Mrs. Esa Shein Azman Grome. So since she has to know the halachas of those mitzvahs that she's mechuyev to do, therefore she can say the bracha of Birkas HaTorah. That is perhaps one answer that one can understand why Noshim Mevolchois Birkas HaTorah. Brings the Bir Aloche another answer, another suggestion, and he says, in the name of the Gro, he says that the Gro says, D'Yecheles Devorech, says the Bir Aloche brings this to the Loshim, D'Loigora Mikol Mitzvahs Esher Shazman Grome. He says it's not worse than any other Mitzvahs Esher Shazman Grome, even though you're right, that Taket Limudat Torah, she's not Mechuyev, a woman is not Mechuyev to learn Torah. Why? Because she ain't mechuyeves badovor. But he says it's no gora that like a mitzvah she ain't as man gromer. That nevertheless we see that a woman says the bracha even though she's not mechuyeves badovor. And obviously the question is so obvious. How can you answer such an answer on the mechaber? It's very good to explain to us if we would like to understand why. Let's say the Ashkenazim they would say the bracha asher kitchonu mitzvot of lasik b'deresayir asher bocha bono etc. etc. But to understand the mechaber, that the mechaber himself, he's the one, the shmeitzer, he's the one that came and explained to us, and he says to us that he passes like the other rishonim, not like the Rebbeinu Tam, that a woman that's not obligated cannot say the bracha of Birkas HaTorah. How can we understand the mechaber according to this suggestion of the Gros? So obviously, it doesn't go according to the shita of the Mechaber. But the truth of the matter is that the first answer that the Bir Aloche suggests is also very difficult. Because if we look into it for a moment, we'll see that in actual fact, what are we saying? That seeing that a woman is mechuyev in certain mitzvahs, right? Like a mitzvah says, Esher She'en Hazman Grome. Therefore, she's really mechuyev to learn those halachas, and since she's mechuyev to learn those halachas, so she can make the bracha on Birkas HaTorah. But if we look into it carefully, what are we actually saying over here? The Limud HaTorah itself, is it a mitzvah or is it not a mitzvah? It's not considered a mitzvah. Because when Limadatem Oysom is Beneichem, Vloimoyseichem. A woman is parted from Talmud Torah. No, boss, what are we going to say? That the reason she has to learn is because she has to know the halachas. That is called the Hechsher mitzvah. For herself, yes, for herself, that she has to know, she has to learn the halachas for herself. But nevertheless, it's not a mitzvah in itself. The learning of Torah is not a mitzvah in itself. It's a Hechsher mitzvah. She is now learning the halachas. She'll learn the halachas, l'moshul afroshes chale. Why? Because the mitzvah of a woman, she has to do afroshes chale. Or she'll learn any of the other halachas if it's got to do with Hilchos Shabbos, because she has to know the dinim and the halachas of Hilchos Shabbos. But why on earth would we understand that because of that she can say the bracha of Birkas HaTorah? That is considered a Hechsher mitzvah. On a Hechsher mitzvah, we do not say brachas. Where do I know that from? Because that is what comes out from a sugya in Menaches, Daf Mem Beis Omud Beis. In the Sugin of Membeis on the base, the Gemara says over there that Sholach Abchir Breid Rav Huna Mishmid Rav Yochanan Al Tfilin Shel Yad Oymer Baruch Hashem Kitchonu Mitzvah Yisov Lo Niach Tfilin Al Tfilin Shel Roish Oymer Baruch Hashem Kitchonu Mitzvah Yisov Mitzvah Tfilin. This is the Gemara in Menaches. It's a whole long sugi. The Gemara discusses that you only say a bracha Al Shem Kitchonu Mitzvah Yisov if it's something that a goy cannot do. And then the Gemara comes in, asks from Mile. We won't go into the whole sugi over there, but the Gemara says, "Vilu lastis tefillin loy mevorech." Why doesn't he say a bracha on the asiyah of tefillin, which is also the mitzvah? Says the Gemara, "Loy lav haynu taime kol mitzvah dasiyoso gmar mitzvah kegoy mile tzorich levorech." And any mitzvah dasiyoso lav gmar mitzvah kegoy tefillin, and it's also levorech. So we see from here the Gemara on what do you make a bracha when chachomim were kuvia a matbea of brachas. Brachas are on the actual mitzvah. When we're talking about a Hechsher mitzvah, something which is going to prepare that I will be able to do that mitzvah, for instance, making tefillin, but that's not the real mitzvah. The mitzvah is to lay the tefillin, to put on the tefillin. On that making of the tefillin, we don't have a bracha. So it seems to be that this klal, this rule, will contradict what the Bir Halacha suggests in his first teretz, which basically brings on the Beis Yosef, which is Mamash Abig Tzorchiyun. How can you come and tell me that one of the reasons that a woman says Birkas HaTorah is because she needs to know her halachas? Fine, okay, so she has to learn her halachas, but at the maximum it could be considered as a Hechsher mitzvah. It can't be considered more than a Hechsher mitzvah. See, if it's not more than a Hechsher mitzvah, why would it be that she's mechuyev in Birkas HaTorah? But we all know that be'etzem we have three types of brachas. We have a bracha which is Birkas HaNenim. A bracha that a person says before he enjoys something. We learn from the Gemara in brachas, right? That kan kredin bracha, kan acha bracha. That's and everything belongs to the Bein Shalom. And then it says, Hashemayim Hashem, Hashem, v'oz nasa nivne odom. So the Gemara is a contradiction. Kan kredin bracha, kan acha bracha. It's a Birkas HaNeni. There's another sort of a bracha. A Birkas HaMitzvahs. Birkas HaMitzvahs, the classical example, all these mitzvahs that we're talking about. L'niach tefillin, tzitzis, l'antilas lulev. And there's also a Birkas HaShvach. The Birkas HaShvach, like the brachos that we say in the morning, the Moshe, the Birkas HaShachar, the Birkas HaShvach. The question is, what category does Birkas HaTorah fall under? The Churah BePashtus, the way we are talking up to now, it falls under the category of Birkas HaMitzvahs. It falls under the category of Birkas HaMitzvahs. But when we look into the bracha, we see that there's something which is very weird, so to speak, about this bracha. It's not the normal Mabea Loshen. It's true. We do say Asher Kitchonu B'mitzvayisov. But we say Asher Kitchonu B'mitzvayisov L'asik B'vintevi Torah. And we start davening V'harev No Hashem Olikeinu V'ne'anachnu V'tzetzoeinu V'tzetzoeinu V'tzetzeam Chob Eish Yisrael Kol Yidei Shema Hamalamet V'lamu Yisrael Asher Bocha Bonu Mikol Oamim, which is, says in the Poskin, that's the Ika Brocha is Asher Bocha Bonu, which is Bichlal V'ad Asher Kitchonu B'mitzvayisov. These points bring us to start to think that this bracha stands on by itself. It's a different kind of a bracha. Its entity is a different kind of a bracha. What is this? What is Birkas HaTorah? The Briskerov brings in the name of his father, and he says like this: "V'shomati mipia moshlite zatzal." The Birkas Atoyre ein abroche al kiyum amitzvah shel Talmud Torah. He says it's not true. The broche that we sang on Talmud Torah is bichlal nothing to do with the mitzvah. Listen to this: Rak duhu din bifnei atzmoi da Torah boi broche. We learn from a pasuk, "Kishem Hashem Ekro Hovu Godi Lelikeno," that a person has to say Birkas Atoyah. Al kedekach, that many some of the Rishonim say that Birkas Atoyah is the Raisa. Okay, there's a Shagas Aryeh which is done. What happens if a person forgets? It's a Sofit the Raisa. No, it's brought down in the Mishnah Berurah. Im kein ein ze din sheshayach la mitzvus klau rak da teure atzma tu una broche. What does he mean over here? It's not a Birkas HaMitzvahs. You're not saying a bracha on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, so to speak. But there's a special aloch in Torah, sh'atoyah tuna bracha. What does this mean? What is this about Torah that atoyah tuna bracha? Number one. Number two, l'chure, this is what I understood and told recently, when a person learns Torah, what is he actually doing? He's mekayim the mitzvah. He's mekayim the mitzvah. So taka, why shouldn't it be like all the other Birkas HaMitzvahs? In other words, l'chure, the whole inyan of learning Torah is mitzad aloche or mitzvah b'dibar tovom and other b'gisla b'yom v'loylo. There's a mitzvah Talmud Torah. We see a mitzvah Talmud Torah, but Talmud Torah can get kulam, but it's all mitzad a big mitzvah. What else is here that we see that comes along? And I want to explain this Briskerov, what he's trying to say, that ato'ein atoira atzmo to uno broche. What is he actually saying? So the truth of the matter is, when we look into the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, we see something very interesting. I'll give you an example, a few examples. The Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Yutes says like this: Omash Reish Lokish Meshum Rab Yudin Nesir Ein O Oilo Miskayem Ela Bishul Hevel Tinoikel Shul Beis Rabon. Okay, Omar Lera Pope. There's the breath of the Tinoikel Shul Beis Rabon. That's the Oilo Miskayem. Okay. Says the Rapope, Labai, Tidivit, Doch, Mai, what about your Torah and my Torah? What about that? It's also Rapope and Labai. He says, Omale, Eino Doime, Doshana Gemore, Eino Doime, Hevel Shesh Bechet, Level Shem Bechet. Breath that contains the taint of sin cannot be compared to the breath that does not contain the taint of sin, and therefore, the Torah of Tinoikos Shebishabon is so much more and so much important than even the Torah of Abaye and Rapope. The question that one has to ask over here is, what's stuck in the pshat? Tinoikos Shebeis Rabon, we're talking about children which are under bar mitzvah. That's why they haven't got a taint of sin. If they're under the age of bar mitzvah, so they're not mechuy b'mitzvahs. We just learned before, fakat, we saw in the Rambam. The Rambam himself says that noshim, avodim, ktanim, turim, mimitzvahs Talmud Torah. They parted from mitzvahs Talmud Torah. So why is it that, how could it be, more than that, how could it be that a cotton, his Talmud Torah is more important than the Talmud Torah of Abaye and of Rapope. Right? God la mitzvah v'yisa, mishenim mitzvah v'yisa. That's one thing. But yeah, it's even more than that. It's like he's part of Talmud Torah. So what is it that is so great about the Torah of a cotton? L'chure, there's nothing there because it's not l'chure, but dovo. The truth of the matter is, when one looks in the Rambam says that there's a shiur when you start teaching your son. He says, Mishayakir. When he starts to understand things, that's when you're supposed to teach your son Torah. The question is, what is this aloch of Mishayakir? Mishayakir means, not that he is a godel. Mishayakir, the lashon of the Sefer HaChinuch is Mishayakir ve'yigdal, when he's already a godel. It's mashma from the Rambam that he doesn't say those words, that he's talking taka about a cotton. So the question is, what is the inyan taka to teach my child, or at least in mitzvah, the mitzvah Talmud Torah, is there such an inyan that a kid, that a child is mechuyev to learn Torah, even though it's the chur not mechuyev in mitzvahs? The Gemara in Yume, that many of you, I'm sure, learned in the Daf Yomi a few, maybe last week or something like that, sort of speaks about the famous story of Hillel. Hillel was mispanis, the Gemara says, betrapaik, right? A certain matbeh, a certain koin. That was his panosa, that's what he used to earn. What did he do with his wages? This is the Gemara in Yume, Lamedeh Omer Beis. Hillel used to give half of it to the Shoeve Beis HaMedrash, and half of it he used to use in order to be mefanes Bonov Vesoy. Vesoy, you know, he's to, for Panasa, to sustain his children. There's a very big question that one can ask from this portion to Gemara. Yeah, we all know the story that Hillel came on Erev Shabbos, which was Teves, and it was a big snow. Just like Baruch Hashem, we were all waited to see in Yerushalayim last week. We were in Asor B'Teves, we were attacking a siege. You should just know, some of us in Yerushalayim. But it was Teves, Erev Shabbos, and it was a big snow. Hillel came, and he went up, and he didn't have the trepi, he didn't have the koyim to give to the shomer, so he had to went up on the roof. We all know the story, and at the end, the big snow came, and they put him down, and the Gemara says over there, that's a sakon pikoch nefesh, it's Bechah Shabbos, etc., etc. What's pshat? Hillel goes and gives half his wages in order to come into the Beis Medrash? There's certain halachas. So there's not hefker, there's certain halachas, how much a person is allowed to give for mitzvahs. The Gemara tells us, that it's a halachah also, that a person doesn't have to spend more than a chomesh. He doesn't spend more than a fifth of what he has. So first step is, how can he go and give half of his wages and on the cheshbon of his children, of his wife, and anybody at home? There's a certain halacha. How much a person is allowed to spend on mitzvahs? And the question is taka brought down in the Likuta Halachas of the Chofetz Chaim. And he says that we see from here that for mitzvahs Talmud Torah, a person is allowed to spend more. It's an unbelievable thing. It's a big chiddush. A person can spend even half his money for mitzvah Talmud Torah. What's the pshat? It's doch a mitzvah. For mitzvahs you don't spend more than a chaymesh. Another thing interesting from the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim im Abbas Chesed in Per Chof Ois Dalet, he says that a person is allowed to give more than a chaymesh for achzokas Torah. And he brings it down from Shittim Kubetzes in Suvas Daf Nun Omud Aleph. And he says that he brings down another interesting, he says, we never found that in the Heskem of Yisochar and Zvurun, if a person makes some kind of a Heskem of Yisochar and Zvurun, that he wants to support another person to sit and learn, we don't find that you can only give a Chaymesh. Forget, the person gives whatever he can, so that the other person can sit and learn. You have a Zvurun, you have a Yisochar. If I want my Yisochar to sit down and learn, without any tears on his head, he can go and support him. More than a Chaymesh. Ah, it's a mitzvah Talmud Torah. How come you can spend more on a mitzvah Talmud Torah than a chaymesh? And he says over there that obviously the same would be for Talmud Torah itself. For you to sit and learn for sure, you can spend more. The truth of the matter is, when we look into that even more than that, from the actual fact that we have such a system in Halacha called Yisochar Zvulun, that in itself shows that there's something here in Talmud Torah which has nothing to do with the mitzvah. Why? Have you ever heard of a person doing Yisochar Zvulun for another person to put on film? I'm too tired to wake up. Well, I'll get a chaver, I'll pay him a certain amount of money, I'll make Yisochar Zvulun, he'll lay in film for me. There's such a thing. Obviously, there's a mitzvah, should be good for a person to put on his tefillin, Shalom al Yisrael. I'll take a lulav, I'll ask another person, or any other mitzvahs. There's no such a thing of Yisochar Zvulun by other mitzvahs besides the inyan of Talmud Torah. So, what we're trying to understand is, if the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is a mitzvah, how come there's such an inyan of Yisochar Zvulun? Another thing that we understand, that we see very interesting about Talmud Torah, there's a loch, if hirur, if a person is hirur, is he yotze the mitzvah of Talmud Torah? No, the Shulchan Aruch Harav says that in hirur, if he just thinks about in learning, it's not enough, he has to say it with his mouth. There's definitely a maile of thinking in learning. What is this maile? Is there such a maile? The Rashi in Pasas B'chul Koisai, the known Rashi, in B'chul Koisai Teilecho, Yochol Yeh Zekiyum Mitzvahs. What does it mean B'chul Koisai Teilecho? Maybe he's talking about the mitzvah, says Rashi. He says, K'sho'oimer mitzvoisai tishmur, and when it goes on in the Pasuk and says, in B'chul Koisai Teilecho, if you keep the Torah and it's mitzvoisai tishmur, if you also look after my mitzvahs, if you mekayim your obligations, which are the mitzvahs, harekiyum mitzvahs amul. So we already spoke about the mitzvahs. So what is in B'chul Koisai Teilecho? Says Rashi, where does Rashi know that from? What does it mean? I have to learn Torah. So it's also a mitzvah. So that's already written when it says in mitzvah tishmor. What's this? You already written about the mitzvahs. Oh, we have to talk about that. Obviously, is talking about the mitzvah of Talmud Torah of Yes Amelim Batoyro. Yes Amelim Batoyro is also a mitzvah. So we see from here, Rabbi Yisai, that the taka two inyonim, and this is the Yisod Advarim. There are two inyonim mitzvahs Talmud Torah. There's the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, which is taka mitzvah, but there's something else completely. The actual essence of learning Torah with nothing to do with a mitzvah. That in itself is an entity in itself. That in itself is already something. Not is it something? But is such a thing so great that all these things, all these examples that we just brought, are talking about the chetz of Torah. When a person sits and learns Torah, like the Nefesh HaChaim says, Kuchubichu Reis Yisrael Chadu, when a person learns the word of Hashem, when he learns the Torah Shebiksav, Torah Shebalpeh, and he is now being connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam, like the Ramchal, he goes on and he explains that if a person wants to be close to the Ribbono Shel Olam, the way, the best way to do it, and the most easiest way to do it, is by learning the Torah as Hashem. That is the chibur between Klal Yisrael and the Ribbono Shel Olam. But that's nothing to do with the mitzvah. It's got to do with the Torah itself, with the Kedushas HaTorah, and with the union of Torah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to Klal Yisrael, the Chai Olam Nota Besicheinu. That Maila of Limud HaTorah, that is something in itself, nothing to do with the mitzvah. So the Chure, that is what the Brisker Rav is telling us. Comes along the Brisker Rav and says, in the name of his father Reb Chaim, that when a person says a bracha, this kishem Hashem ekrov gadol elikeinu, you should know it's got nothing to do with the mitzvah. Perhaps, like the examples that I brought, that we see that a Torah is a different thing. It's a different parsha. It's a different sugya now. We're not talking about the mitzvah Talmud Torah. We're talking about the Talmud Torah gufa. We're talking about the Torah itself. That in itself has to have a bracha before one starts learning. An example, a person before eats an apple, he has to first make a bracha. So too, we learn from a pasuk that when before a person learns Torah, even if it's not mechuyev, even if it's not a mitzvah for him, he has to have a bracha before. Because in order that a person can learn the Torah, how can a person approach the Torah? That's through a bracha. And if a person doesn't make a bracha, he cannot learn Torah. Because Torah is such an unbelievable significance. It's so significant for Klal Yisrael, the Kedushas HaTorah, and all that's written about the Torah. Therefore, Kishem Hashem Ekra Hovo Godil Elikeinu is taka not a Birkas HaMitzvahs. It's got nothing to do with the mitzvah. It's a special bracha. It's only a bracha matbeah that we find only by Birkas HaTorah. And that is on the Torah itself. Talmud Torah Gufa Tzicha Bocha, as the Brisker Rav says. That is the Nekuda of Birkas HaTorah. And if that is taka correct, I'd just like to end off with two Nekudas. First of all, Lechura, what I'm saying is what it's Mamashas could be a Mefurish Bach. The Gemara we all know in the Dorim says, Alma of the Oretz, why was the Chubun Sheil Zu? The Gemara says that they asked the Nevin, the British, everybody was asked this question, Alma of the Oretz, Al Ozom Esterosi. Says, The Gemara, what does it mean? Al-Azam Torosi? So the Gemara brings down over there, Omar Av Yud, Omar Av, She'en Mevolchim HaTorah Tchila. They didn't say Birkas HaTorah. What does this mean they didn't say Birkas HaTorah? Comes along the run on the place, after not over there, in the name of Rabbeinu Yoni, he says they weren't Machshiv Torah. So the Chura, Pashtas, everybody learns, what does it mean they weren't Machshiv Torah? This is why they taught me when I was in Yeshiva. They weren't Machshiv Torah. The Pshat is, Torah was like a Chochmeh. You learn maths, you learn science, the Havdil, you learn history. So you learn also Torah, it's Kishmak, you learn Torah, why not? They weren't Machshiv, the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. But because of that, the Eivishter will go and destroy the Beis HaMikdash. The Pshat is, Shiloi, Birchu Batoyah Tchile, they weren't Machshiv, this Nekuda that we just spoke now, perhaps. Maybe one could suggest that. The word machshiv, that Torah is in itself has got a kedusha. Torah in itself is the chibur between Klal Yisrael and the Ribbono Shel Olam. That they weren't machshiv, because that is the whole essence of Birkas HaTorah, according to what we're saying. And if they were not machshiv, that comes along the Bach and says, therefore, Taka, they are going to be machshiv the Bais. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was machshiv the Bais, because the Beis HaMikdash, that is where you see this example of the connection between Klal Yisrael, the Ashras HaShchina, the kedusha of the Ribbono Shel Olam on Klal Yisrael, this Inyan of Kuchubichu Reis Yisrael Chadu is where we find it, Dafke in the Beis HaMikdash, and therefore, Ama of Doritz. I'd just like to leave you with a question that you can think about. You know, there's Rabbi Kveiger, he's done, what happens to a person if he's 13? He's 12 years old, he's almost 13. And now, he has to say Berkas HaMozen. Right? He ate when he was 12 years old. He's in the middle of his Bar Mitzvah Suda, and all of a sudden it becomes taste. He becomes 13 years old. Does he have to say Birkas HaMozen again? Why? He says, well, Chalta V'Sovoto, he's now still satisfied. He's got a Sofek in the Shulchan Aruch. Why doesn't any of the Poskim talk about, I never see any, why shouldn't a Godel say Birkas HaTorah again, at night? He wasn't Mechuy Badov, or now he's going to learn Torah, you're going to be obligated. Why shouldn't he learn? He should say Birkas HaTorah when it becomes, say, first thing you should do, Birkas HaTorah, and now you can sit and learn. I haven't found any of the poskim that discuss this subject. His Birkas HaTorah that he said in the morning, he wasn't obligated to learn, because there's a cotton. Cotton spot on the Mitzvah Tamu Torah. So why shouldn't he say Birkas HaTorah again? Could be, since what we're saying, the Birkas HaTorah is not Birkas HaMitzvahs. Therefore, even the Birkas HaTorah that he said as a cotton was also enough in order to be Moitzi him, the Indian of Torah.